Well, it's great to have your company. You're listening to Life and Faith from the Centre for Public Christianity. My name's Simon Smart. Well, we're in the middle of the footy season here in Australia, and some of us, at least, are enjoying that. This is the time of our most violent sports as well. Summer has a more genteel feel with golf and tennis and cricket. But in the winter, we get large, strong men running hard into each other with the carnage and mayhem that result, and plenty of us love it. But what do we make of the violence of sport? Is this something we should be encouraging? We don't like to see violence in other contexts, so why is it okay on sporting fields? Is it okay? To talk about this and other issues, I'm joined again for this episode of Life and Faith by Dr. Richard Schumach, who is a philosopher with an interest in sport. He's done some writing and thinking about this. Thanks for being here, Richard.
Thank you, Simon. Good to be here again.
Now, you and I have played and coached sports that are violent, AFL, rugby union, rugby league. There are very real risks in these contact sports, aren't there?
Yeah, absolutely. There are real and genuine risks in contact sport. And when I talk about contact sport here, I'm talking about those sort of games that you mentioned, rugby league, Australian rules football. I mean, clearly you could talk about boxing or mixed martial arts, and they're obviously violent, but we're talking about mainstream
football codes.
Right, mainstream football codes. And yeah, absolutely, genuine risks. Certainly there's a risk of injury. I was reading some of the statistics, and in rugby union, one-third of all players receive a serious enough injury to require some sort of treatment by a doctor every season that they play.
That doesn't sound very encouraging.
Not really encouraging, but yeah, absolutely. Injuries are genuine risk. In fact, you and I watched a rugby union test match this weekend where about a quarter of the Australian team were carted off. Injuries are absolute real risk. But it's not just the risk of physical injury. There is also the risk that the violence becomes angry, people lose their temper, fights happen.
So there are risks then. Deliberate hurting of another person, isn't that itself problematic? That's part of what goes on in these sorts of sports.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the real risk, is that people get hurt deliberately and angrily.
Well, let's have a listen to what some people out on the street think about the nature of violence in sport.
Yeah, in the media lately, I guess there's been a lot of questions about the risks of sports and in hockey as well, with a lot of head injuries and that sort of thing. A lot of, I guess they've been linking depression as well to sport injuries, yeah.
So I think that sport is all about reward, and I think that physically, like, sport can be rewarding individually. But I don't see in contact sport how rewarding it can be to be, like, knocked down and smashed up by other guys. But I mean, like, whatever floats your boat, certainly not my cup of tea.
From my perspective, being a rugby player and just having an injury that means I can no longer play, I'd say yes, through the enjoyment that I've had through playing rugby for 20 years. Perhaps not the horrific pain I've been in, but I've enjoyed every minute of playing rugby for the first 25 years of my life, so yes, I'd say so.
Boys, we are the win today! We are the boys, you know them! We show them how to play!
You're listening to Life and Faith, and we're talking about the violence of sport, and I'm talking with Richard Schumach about this. Richard, you seem to think that the risks associated with the violence of sport are worth it. Now, why is that?
First thing I'd want to say is that for most sports, there's really not a lot of risk involved. But even in what we are here calling violent sports or contact sports, I would argue that the risks are not that extreme. Earlier I said that there was a third of rugby players who get injured. Very few of those injuries are what we would call really serious injuries that have any long-term consequences. In fact, the risks involved with sport of extreme injury are far lower than driving a car. Far more people are killed on the roads than are killed on football fields. And here's a really interesting statistic. Most of the people who die on sporting fields die of asthma rather than of the violence in sport. The point I'm making here is that life is risky. And yeah, there are some risks involved in sport, but I would argue that the risks involved in sport are not that high when you're compared to the benefits involved in playing those sports.
Yeah, so you might even say the risk of not playing sport, if the alternative is sitting on the couch, you know, playing a computer game, long-term are pretty high as well. There's a sort of health aspect to getting involved in sport, although there is the question of whether, which type of sport you choose.
Yeah, absolutely. You could choose long-distance running if you just want to stay fit. And I think absolutely it's a choice that each individual needs to make to decide whether the risk of playing this game measures up to the rewards they're going to get from playing it.
Slipped a disc in my neck, which caused a trapped nerve. So the whole of my right arm went numb. And I had to have about 4 or 5 weeks off work. Most horrific pain I've ever had in my life. Been told that I could play again if I have an operation on my neck to take the disc out and put a prosthetic one in. But the risks involved in it at the moment are... I'm still weighing it up.
So, Richard, what would make the risk worth it in your mind?
Last time when we talked about the point of sport or the enjoyment of a competitive sport is that you set yourself a challenge. It's a physical challenge. It's a mental challenge. It's a team challenge to overcome this task that you've set and to achieve your goals. Exactly the same thing in contact sport. It's just that what contact sport does is it ramps up the challenge. And because it ramps up that challenge, it ramps up the satisfaction of achieving that challenge. The courage that it takes to take the field in tackle football compared to touch football is much greater. But the satisfaction when you've achieved that challenge for people who enjoy it is very, it's an immense satisfaction afterwards. And again, you see that in the locker room after the game.
All right, how are we going, guys? How do you think we're going? How do you guys feel like we're playing? We're doing all right? We're on the board, it's on the board, but we're not thinking about where we want to be, what we're going to do with the ball. It's our first game. Couple of forward passes, but that's okay. We're going to get better. We're not going to do the same mistake in the second half. We're going to start scoring tries. We're going to get to the try line.
The shared camaraderie in taking on that extreme challenge and overcoming it is immensely fun for the people that play it.
You do see that also in the way sometimes those sorts of relationships that come out of that real adversity and challenge last for decades, don't they? There is a bit of a bond between people who've shared that experience.
Absolutely.
Okay, so you're thinking the risks are worth it to some extent. So are there other factors, though, that come into this that involve wisdom and a judgment of an individual's personality, for instance?
I think one of the key things, the key questions that people need to ask is, because I think this is the key risk, is do the things I need to do to get myself ready for that challenge, the places I need to take myself in my head, do they turn me into a person I don't want to become? Do I need to get angry to play that sport? Do I need to treat the opposition in a way that doesn't honour them as people to play that sport? If that's a risk for you, then you might need to pull back or even not play the sport. Absolutely.
Now, Richard, you're a Christian. Is this idea of the competitive sport but also violent sport not problematic for you in that your faith calls you towards mercy and kindness, not dominating and crushing other people? Is that a problem?
Well, it can be a problem, but it doesn't need to be a problem because, again, I just don't think that sport of any kind, even contact sport, I don't think the point of sport or the goal of that sport is to crush someone or to hurt people. The goal of that sport is to score goals and ultimately to win the game. And it's a shared challenge that we set ourselves, and there's physical challenges and there's mental challenges, and the rules set those challenges. And the goal is to, within the bounds of those rules, score those goals, score those tries, kick those goals, win the game.
Yeah, but Richard, aren't you, let's say as a coach of a sporting team like that, you're trying to isolate and to identify and isolate and then exploit individual weaknesses that do involve a kind of a violence towards a person and a crushing of a person possibly.
Right, and I think it's where it's very important to distinguish between personal and impersonal violence, if you like. So the goal of sport shouldn't be to crush a person, crush their identity, make them feel terrible about themselves. That's not the goal. It's not to dominate them as a person. But sure, it's to set them challenges with their strategic ability or challenges with their perseverance or challenges with their willingness to take a hard road physically. And you want to exploit the weaknesses in that area. But that's the challenge that they've agreed to. What they're being out on the field to do is to test their ability to have courage and to have perseverance and have strategic thinking and have teamwork. And when you exploit their weaknesses, it gives them an opportunity to work on those weaknesses and discover them. That's the contract that people engage in when they engage in competitive and contact sport. But it is not about crushing them as individuals. It's about those sort of physical and mental challenges that sport involves.
I guess it's also a team identifying not only the weaknesses of an opposition but their strengths as well, and kind of playing according to that.
Right. And it's all about all of us discovering our strengths and weaknesses. That's why we play sport. That's the intriguing, interesting thing about sport. We'll see what we can pull off as individuals and as a team when we all bring things to the table.
Now, there is a brutality in some of the sport that might be entertaining, but, you know, so was the Colosseum, right? I wonder if that's a culture we want to promote. Let's hear what people had to say about the brutality of some sport.
It's the word brutality, but I think it's mainly a controlled kind of environment as well. It's not like fighting or wherever. I think if you play the game hard and you play the game properly, you shouldn't get hurt, per se, on an individual kind of beaten up kind of way, I think. And I think the physicality is one aspect of the game that a lot of players enjoy.
I think that that's been a part of sport, you know, since it first began, you know, dating back to the Olympics in Greece. And I think that it'll always be a part of sport no matter what people sort of believe in. And I think that people do get sort of gratification out of, you know, dominating someone else, whether it be on the field physically hurting them or whether it be through skill or whatever.
You're listening to Life and Faith. We're talking about sport. So, Richard, you heard some of those responses. What's your attitude to the brutality of sport?
Short answer is that most of the examples that we point to, which are to do with the brutality of sport, people turning State of Origin into a boxing match, they are all things that happen outside the rules of the game. And I think all games, all administrators, they are trying to eliminate that brutality out of the game. And again, that brutality, it's a personal brutality. It's an attack on that person. It's not, doesn't have anything to do with the goals of the game. So yeah, I'm absolutely against brutality.
So Richard, is it the case in this sort of area that it's a kind of, there's a necessary tension between the action and overstepping the line, and it's a tricky area, isn't it?
Absolutely. There's a real potential for being in conflict. And certainly for me personally, as a Christian who wants to benefit people and to promote others and not to harm them, there's a tension and there's a conflict. But again, as the things that I value, the things that I want to bring to the table in the rest of my life, I think when you bring it to the table in sport as well, it enhances it. So
what sort of things that you think you'll bring in here that's going to make the situation better for everyone?
Right. So I value things like self-control. I value humility. I value encouraging other people. These are the sorts of things that enhance your play as a team, enhance your play as an individual, and even in contact sport, if you can keep control, if you don't lose your temper, that's going to benefit the team. And it's going to lead to a win. If you lose your temper, if you lose control, if you get angry, those things will actually harm your team.
Okay, so if there's a conflict in this necessary sort of tension in this, how do you decide whether what you're doing is good or a negative thing?
Right. For me, the litmus test, the question that I would ask myself about whether I want to be involved in this sort of sport is, would I play against my brother in this sport? I don't think I'd play mixed martial arts against my brother, certainly not without padding. But I'm more than happy to play contact football against him because it's not personal and I don't hate him and we can do that caring for each other, but really wanting to push each other and enjoy that extreme challenge together.
Well, this is Life and Faith. We've been talking about sport, brutality, violence, that sort of thing. I've been joined by Richard Schumach this week to do that, and we're going to continue that discussion next episode on Life and Faith. Richard, what are we going to talk about next time?
In Australia, people often talk about how sport is our religion. And next time we're going to think about just how important sport is and also how important it should be in our lives.
Okay, so sport as religion, that'll make an interesting discussion. I look forward to talking about that next time.